The founders of America said that our rights come from God, and the first right they listed was the right to life. But today, people are putting that right in jeopardy because of the widespread promotion of abortion. The abortion ethic has undermined the right to life in America significantly. Now that the Supreme Court has overturned Roe v. Wade, abortion is still available in various states, but a rising trend that is very dangerous for everyone, including women seeking abortions, are the abortions by medicine, chemical abortions, as opposed to surgical abortions. Not that that's safe either. Medicine-based abortions, however, are definitely on the rise. We're going to talk about this right now with Eric Scheidler, Executive Director of Pro-Life Action. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and this is Vocal Point. Eric, welcome back to the program. Thanks for joining us.
Great to be with you, Jerry.
Sure. By the way, it's amazing that the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. You and I are recording this conversation in January 2023, which would have been the 50th anniversary of Roe. Well, it was the 50th anniversary of Roe, but of course, it's been vacated. Harvard, by the way, was going to have a big celebration this month, and they decided to pull the plug on the whole thing. They're all upset about it. Meanwhile, we see this rise of chemical abortions, which apparently are not safe for anybody.
Well, you know, the whole phenomenon of the medication or chemical abortion is really changing the landscape for abortion in America, especially with the overturning of Roe v. Wade. It's almost as if, strange to put it this way, but it's almost as if the devil was willing to let Roe v. Wade go because he knew he had this means of expanding abortion even illegally and secretly throughout the country and throughout the world through these abortion pills, which are very easy to, of course, to transport across state lines, regardless of what the laws might be, and which now the Biden administration is pushing hard for all states to allow. The most recent action is this FDA rule that allows any pharmacy in the country to sell these abortion medications. Walgreens and CVS have announced gleefully that they're going to supply these child-killing drugs at their pharmacies all over the country. Where this is going to become really challenging is in states where abortion has been limited or banned in some way. So a state like a Texas or a Mississippi that has an abortion ban, which rule is going to win out? Can the federal government force the states to allow abortion through these medications, regardless of their other laws? We're going to see a series of lawsuits about this over the coming years. But right now, the real challenge for us is getting the word out about these horrible medications because they're extremely dangerous. You know, Planned Parenthood has been plotting for years to allow these types of abortion-causing drugs to be dispensed without the woman ever even seeing a physician. They've been trying this in some trials around the country, this telemedicine where you just get on a computer screen and they write you a prescription. They used to have to go to a place where they would dispense the pills. Now you can have that conference, get your prescription, you know, emailed to Walgreens and immediately go get an abortion without ever seeing a physician. That physician needs to check things like, is this an ectopic pregnancy? If it is, the abortion pill could kill you. Are you extremely overweight? More than half of American women are overweight, and a significant number are obese. The chemical formulation works differently depending on your body weight. You could have significant problems without an actual physician examination, not to mention that in every case, these abortion pills are fatal to the unborn child. Even though they're at a very early stage and very tiny, they're still one of us, a brother or sister, whose life has value and whose life our founders recognized as the most fundamental right that there is. So it's a tremendous challenge for us right now. In addition to being dangerous, these medication abortions are also extremely painful, excruciating pain. You can go on Twitter and see women talking about their experiences. But the word's not getting out far and wide enough of women who pass a tiny little embryo or fetus because of one of these pills into their toilet or into their sanitary pad, and then they don't know what to do with it. Do I bury this? Do I flush it down the toilet? They're going through, you know, self-recrimination and guilt because they're seeing that the effect of the abortion in their hand, this little tiny child. It's extremely traumatic and dangerous, and yet the Biden administration is pushing for this as hard as it possibly can in an effort to both force states to allow abortion even if their laws don't, and to require pharmacists to act as abortionists, regardless of what their own consciences might be telling them. It's a very, very disturbing development in the abortion landscape that more people need to know about and be talking about.
First of all, what kind of trimester are we talking about for the, you know, in the main? Are we talking mostly in the first trimester?
Well, these pills are only used in the first trimester. They are meant to be used within the first, you know, few weeks of pregnancy. Many abortion facilities have for a long time been using the pills beyond the initial recommendation, but they really cannot be used. It's been attempted, but beyond the first trimester, they really don't work. They can cause incredible hemorrhaging, and they can be very dangerous later in pregnancy. Sometimes an abortion will be accomplished, nevertheless, but they're really designed for very early pregnancies, and that's the majority of the use that they have.
Would you say that... In a very real sense, a lot of women who might be thinking, well, this is just a clump of tissue, this is just a blob of cells, as they say, you know, that's what they're always told, as opposed to, well, this is a little mini baby, you know, as it's developing. And then they might feel terrible if they actually see, you know, this bloody little mess.
Yeah, they've been told you're going to pass a clump of cells just like one of your, it's like having a heavy period. It's like having the heaviest period you ever heard of in your life from anyone over the course of multiple days with excruciating pain. And at the end of it, you may well find yourself trying to figure out what to do with a tiny little fetus or embryo that you just passed into your toilet. I mean, I think many of us probably Christians, we don't understand how detached from the reality of abortion a woman is when she decides to go through with one. She is not thinking like you and I are, like, of course, I'm taking a pill to kill a person. This is what's going to happen. We could never do it because we see what it is. They have told themselves that they're just becoming unpregnant. They're restoring their period. They don't want to think about the baby, not because they're cold-blooded killers, but because they're distressed and they're being put in this horrible situation our society has foisted on women where they get to decide this about every pregnancy they have. It's horrific what we've done to women, forcing this on them. So when they encounter that embryo themselves, at that moment, the crushing reality of what they've done, what they've participated in, comes down upon them. So it's an extremely traumatic experience. You know, we've got a lot of celebrities and the like saying, shout your abortion. Tell the world, be proud of your abortion. Put it on your T-shirt. And in a weird way, I wish more women would. If they were to talk honestly about the experience of a medication abortion, if that conversation were to be happening within, you know, circles of women and their friends and their family and their online communities, that would have an effect on reducing abortion simply because the experience is so bad that to talk honestly about it, even if you're staunchly pro-choice, after the whole experience, it's still going to reduce people's willingness to go through with these types of horrific abortions.
This telemed thing is not brand new. I mean, in fact, even in the movie Unplanned, there were a couple scenes about it. But would you say that these chemical abortions have now eclipsed surgical abortions in terms of just the overall number?
Yes, they certainly have. The majority of abortions are now performed via not necessarily telemedicine, where you don't see the doctor, but definitely through the abortion medication, through the pills, instead of surgical abortion. Those numbers are a little confusing because in some cases, when the pills fail to work, which they sometimes do, then the surgical abortion is needed. The abortionist gets to charge twice. They get paid for two abortions, but only one baby is killed. So there's a little bit of fudging in the figures there, but we now recognize that more than half of abortions are medication abortions.
Hmm. Now, isn't it also true that somehow there's a phase or a process in doing these medical abortions, and it can be reversed or something? I mean, I've heard something about if you take some sort of counter medicine, if you started the process but then you change your mind, you can reverse it.
Yeah, well, the first chemical taken is mifepristone, and that causes what we call a hostile endometrium. The endometrium is the bloody lining of the uterus, which becomes a nest, a cushion, a home for the embryo as it travels from the fallopian tube into the woman's uterus, and that's where it grows and develops. The endometrium is where the fetus first gets its nourishment and then where the placenta grows. And you create a hostile endometrium by starving the body of progesterone. After mifepristone, you take misoprostol, which is a drug that causes contractions, and that forces the now dead embryo out of the body. If you can get a heavy enough dose of progesterone to the woman before she takes that second pill, the misoprostol, the abortion can be halted in about roughly 25%, maybe a little better than that, of cases where this treatment is tried, it's successful. So it can really make a difference if the woman has chosen, you know, she takes the pill, suddenly realizes what she's done. And this happens a lot. They take that pill and they suddenly are overwhelmed with regret. Planned Parenthood tells them, too late, nothing you can do, just sit tight, you'll have your abortion. We're telling them there's hope. So abortionpillreversal.com is a source where people can find out physicians in their area who will prescribe the heavy doses of progesterone. Sometimes it's by a pill, sometimes it's by an injection. But these treatments have successfully reversed chemical abortions, and there are hundreds of children alive now because of going through this abortion pill reversal process.
Oh, my goodness. You were saying earlier about the ectopic pregnancy. You were also talking about the obesity factor. In effect, what the abortion industry is saying, one size fits all as far as these pills, but you're saying, no, that should not be the case because their different bodies have different reactions.
That's right. You need to have a physician examine a woman before she takes one of these medicines. Now, of course, I want to be clear. When used in this way, these medicines are horrifically wrong, and in every case, physicians should not be involved and no one should be taking them. But if you're going to allow this through our laws, regrettably, it should at least not be perilous for certain women to take these pills without ever seeing a doctor. And that's the situation we have right now, where women are in danger.
You know, your comment about the devil kind of makes a lot of sense here. It's just like, you know, Jesus said that the devil has come to kill, steal, and destroy. I have come that they might have life and have it more abundantly.
You know, we know that behind all of this, though we can't see the invisible world, we know that it's happening. We know that Satan is prowling around, looking, you know, seeking the ruin of souls. And abortion is a very powerful way that he does this. We live in a society of so much comfort. We have so much affluence that to reach us and reach our souls through this destruction of our own children, you know, I think this is one of the key ways that Satan is attacking our culture. The relationship between mother and child is the deepest possible relationship in the universe outside of the relationship between the persons of the Trinity, all right? So that relationship, to corrupt that, which in a very profound way expresses the image of God himself, male and female, he created them in his image, and the two become one flesh, and that one flesh is expressed through the child they create together. There's in a mystical way, a reflection of the Trinity in the family, which has its origins in the conception of a child in the womb, in the body of a woman, and in the gestation in her womb. So this is why the devil goes after the mother-child relationship and turns mothers into killers of their own children in his eternal battle with life itself, his hatred of human beings. The spiritual battle we're facing here when it comes to medication abortion.
Yeah, and it reminds me of that statement from Mother Teresa where she said, and if we accept that a mother can kill even her own child, how can we tell others not to kill one another? Okay, we have about 40 seconds to wrap up. ProLifeAction.org. What do you want to say in closing about these chemical abortions and how we can be effective in fighting them?
Well, I would encourage people to get on board with the Pro-Life Action League. Go to ProLifeAction.org and sign up for email updates, because 2023 in some ways is going to be the year of the medication abortion. There may be legislation in your state. There may be legislation federally coming from the now pro-life House of Representatives. There may be information that you can share with neighbors. We're working on materials here at the Pro-Life Action League to spread the word about how bad these medicines, so-called medicines, I mean, they're legitimate medicines that are used for an illegitimate purpose, really are. We need to get the word out, and you can help do that by signing on with us at ProLifeAction.org, not just on this issue, but across the board. We're here to put people to work in ways they actually can do things, like making those phone calls or even, you know, organizing prayer vigils and things like that as time goes by, so that you can be a part of this movement in a big or small way, but do your part to share the word and to push back against this new extremely dangerous phenomenon of the medication abortion.
All right, Eric Scheidler, thanks so much for being with us. All the best.
God bless.
You too. Bye-bye.